Episode 68, No More Excuses.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy
the
day,
radio.
Ladies. How are you? Oh, my goodness, am I excited to be here and chat with you. Yes, you. Oh, my goodness. You know, it just seems like forever since I chatted with you, and I know it hasn't been. Did you have a chance to watch the first Eat 001 episode? Started something, tried something new. Again, trying new things, and I really want to hear from you because this is about you. So I did the fit one, which I think you guys really love. So that's going to be coming back. So don't freak out. You will have some more later this week. Just trying to figure out kind of the new role of things. We were doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, where it was more of a kind of a teaching, a longer session, 15 minutes or so with you, based on how long I could talk, because it's very easy for me to just get winded, because I love talking to you. It's like coffee every day. I mean, come on, it's a date, right? So with that, though, the fit one seemed to really, you guys seemed to eat that up. No pun intended. But then I wanted to try a kitchen one to see, okay, did you like this? Would you like to have more simple, keeping it to the KISS atmosphere? You know, keep it simple strategy here, because I know with me, I am always, always, always on the go. And, you know, I want to keep things tasty and healthy, but real, okay? I don't have time to go and shop forever. And I also don't have a bank account that allows me to buy everything that everybody says that you have to be healthy. I think you can have that harmony of balance within what you need to do for your family, for you. So let me know what you think, okay? But you know what? I'm so glad you guys are tuning in. It's awesome, and I just love you. I truly, truly do. I think about you often. If you could talk to my children, they would, which I've said this before, they would agree with me that I do think about you guys, and which is great. You're part of the family, and I really believe that. I mean, that is truly a part of me. So I just want to jump in today because you know what? It's time for No More Excuses. Are you just like, Christiane, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm done with it. You know, I got up today and the weather wasn't right, so I decided not to exercise. Oh, wait. No, I got up today and I knew I was supposed to read that chapter and I just didn't want to study for that test. So, you know, I went and watched TV instead. Oh, no, wait. Instead, I knew I was supposed to be working on this new entrepreneurial thing that I'm focused on, but something else came up and I found myself talking to my girlfriend for 2.5 hours. And so I just didn't do it. What excuse do you have? What excuse is holding you back? Because I'm here to tell you, lady, no more excuses. I'm serious. And I'm saying it out of love. I do that to myself, okay? I set up excuses. I'm like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep, so do I really have to go and do my 7-mile run today? Really? Or I'll say, well, it's a little bit breezy out, and I really don't want to do that, and then I have to put the ski hat on because it's so cold, yet I know that when there is a little bit of sunshine, it does my body good, and it, oh my gosh, it energizes me, but yet I still find an excuse. You see, it's real easy to get ourselves wrapped around these excuses. Where are you in your goals and your excuses? Maybe you're working on something right now. Maybe you're supposed to be writing that paper and dagnabbit, you just haven't written that one paragraph that's holding you back from moving on to the next chapter. So why do you wait? Seriously, no more excuses. You see, I've noticed that our excuses become our new habits. Yeah, you heard me. Our excuses become our new habits. And when they become our new habits, then that leads to continually beating ourselves up, because usually an excuse is something that's negative. It's keeping us from something. What are you keeping yourself from today? What are you putting on the back burner that really needs to be right there in front and center, and you need to do it before 10 o'clock? Yeah, I know. There's nothing magic about 10 o'clock. It just came to mind. And you can laugh at me. That's fine. But what I'm saying is we let life get in the way. We let excuses happen because excuses are choices. They don't just happen to happen. I mean, really? Now, yes, there are some circumstances where life happens, meaning that you have an incident that occurs, maybe with a child, you have a sick child. Okay, those things you can't control. I'm talking, though, in about your daily routine, okay, from day to day to day to day. Because you see, with these excuses, they lead to new habits, and those new habits lead to you continually beating yourself up, which is getting you nowhere. Why do you want to beat yourself up? Maybe you have a goal that you want to lose 15 pounds this year. Where were you a year ago today? Think back. It's March, just before St. Patrick's Day. Where were you? What were you doing? What were your goals then? How are your goals different now? Have they changed? Have you gone from maybe you lost some weight to now I need to tone and get really some great muscle so I can really be alive and present with my kiddos? What is it? Or are you still stuck on the same goal that you had set a year ago? And you're like, oh, thanks for pointing that out, Christy Ann. No, I'm pointing it out to you in love. And it's not about weight loss. It's about whatever goal it is. I'm just using weight loss as an example, okay? I'm using fitness in general as an example. But it could be anything. Maybe it's that you are working towards something within your career, yet you keep putting it off. That career could be maybe you're building a new business. Maybe you're doing something amazing and different. You're in a network marketing company now. And you joined over a year ago, but you're still right where you are over a year ago today. What's your goals? Are your excuses what's holding you back, which means you keep beating yourself up? No wonder you look at yourself and you go, I don't love who I see. Why not be your best advocate? Why not want to love yourself? So I want to give you some hope today. And the kiss is this. That was a big kiss, wasn't it? Well, because it has to be. Excuses are so easy. I can fall into them. Oh, I'm telling you, I've been there. I have done it. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen every day, but I definitely know it happens every week, okay? That an excuse tries to creep into my mind. And it's like, whoa, 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 I see you coming. I'm going to beat you up. Pow. Yeah, knock him out. It's not worth it. But if you find yourself doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results, maybe you need to go back and see what you're looking at in your goals. Okay, so I'm going to say that again. Okay, it's your kiss. Are you doing the same thing but expecting different results? So let's look at fitness, for example. You want to lose weight. A year ago, you wanted to lose the same amount of pounds that you're trying to lose now. The problem is you gained 10 pounds more than where you were a year ago. So maybe the way you focus on it is you're having excuses. So maybe you need to look at your goal, how you have your goal set up. Maybe you need to adjust your goal so you don't beat yourself up. Set yourself up for success. That's awesome. Say it. Success. I am successful. You are. And you can do this. But sometimes our excuses hold us back so much, we beat ourselves up that we are defeated before we even get to the starting line, let alone halfway. Remember, this is not a sprint. I'm telling you, this is a marathon. You are here to train for life. And when you train for life, you want to love the journey because you're growing. You're becoming your best selfie. And I believe in you. I know you can do it. But you can't do it when you're using excuses and continually beating yourself up because of the new habits you've created from excuses. So guess what? No more excuses. Don't want to hear it. No more excuses. And you say, okay, Christiane, that's great. I don't want to have excuses. So what can I do? Again, what you have been doing hasn't obviously been working. So go back to your goals and readjust your goals. Set yourself up for success. Look at your time and what you need for that goal. And I don't want you to look at 25 different goals, okay? Look at one goal, okay, today. That's it. Just one goal that you want that in your mind would be a game changer. It'd be like, gosh, if I could accomplish this one goal, this one thing, my year would be like, woohoo, woohoo, woohoo. I would be like thrilled beyond ever. I'd be jumping up and down. So what's your one? What's your one goal? Maybe you're like, Christiane, I've heard you talk all the way to this point and I don't have excuses. Maybe you need to change your goals. Maybe you need to up it. Yeah. Maybe you're getting too close to the finish line. Now, success is not about reaching the finish line. It's that journey still that you're going on. Remember what Winston Churchill said. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. So maybe it's not about excuses for you, but maybe it's about, I got to go a little bit more. You got to push yourself a little bit more. Then do so. That's it. One thing today. That's it. I want you to think about one goal, one thing. And I want you to look at it and I want you to adjust it to set yourself up for success. Because guess what, sweetie? There are no more excuses. You are too incredible to keep relying on excuses, which are turning into new habits. I love you too much for you to flush your dreams and your goals down the drain, because when you look at yourself in the mirror, you've already beaten yourself up before you even begin to hit that starting lineup. So think about it. I love you. You are truly an incredible, amazing, determined woman that if you set your mind to it, I know you can do it. But I want you to do it by setting yourself up for success. Don't let these excuses hold you back. Don't let them turn into those new habits that you just keep beating yourself up with, because you're too important for that. You were created to be absolutely, incredibly, undeniably successful. So go check it out. Go look at your one goal, and guess what? Come over to our Facebook group. It's private. No one can see it except for the sweet women that are in there, the dedicated ones that really believe. Come on over to facebook.com/group/CreateYourNowPodcast. Request to join, and we will get you in, okay? I cannot wait to meet you. You are precious. You are a gem. Now go out and shine for the world. I love you. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings and hugs. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.